hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Morning.
Good morning.
Why do you do that every day?
I get enthralled with what I'm doing, and then I forget to go grab my headphones.
Why don't you go there first?
I know, I'm going to start doing that.
Because you could take your coat off at your desk.
I could.
And then leave it there.
Good idea.
And then it's one less thing to haul out of here when the show's over.
True.
And then you could grab your headphones.
Yep, I don't have them right
and
now.
And bring them to the studio.
You're right. I could. I'll work on that.
Okay.
I always forget.
Every single day. Like all of a sudden she'll think the end of the song is about to happen. And it's like, yeah. Oh crap. And she runs to her desk every day to get her headphones.
Yep. It's true. So are you going to play a bunch of things that I can't hear now? Just
no, because I don't have anything in mind.
Okay.
That would actually work.
Okay. Because that would suck.
Could. It really could. Anyway, a story we had yesterday morning about this time, and they did do the right thing. Jon Bon Jovi's daughter and the guy who called 911 when mm-hmm. she allegedly overdosed. Charges were dropped against him.
Yes.
The Good Samaritan 911 law they have in New York. Basically, it's you had it in front of you. What does it say?
It says that because of the Good Samaritan law, that the person who is overdosing and then the person who called it in cannot be charged
with possession. Crime,
with possession. And so they dropped that. The law was enacted, of course, to reduce overdose deaths by encouraging people to call 911 without fear of being prosecuted. They did have, you know, stuff in the dorm. They did find that, but because
but it was small amounts.
It was small amounts, so it was
they
dropped.
Can get charged with distribution.
They could
if they had enough.
But they didn't.
No.
Yeah, so
that's one of those times where it's good to not buy in bulk.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Don't get the gigantic package. Just get the small package.
Oh, God.
That, I know where your brain went. Never mind.
Yep.
So there was a couple of crooks in New York City.
Okay.
They stole some iPads.
Okay.
Actually, it was iPad minis. Worth $1.5 million.
So they only stole one in box?
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
The place they stole them, did you ever see the movie Goodfellas?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, do you remember the Lufthansa heist in there when they pulled off this huge robbery out at the airport in that movie?
Gosh.
Well,
I don't remember. It's been a while.
The iPad minis were stolen from the same cargo building at the Kennedy Airport as
really?
The one in Goodfellas, yeah. And they probably would have got away with more, but they were challenged by a worker when they were leaving with the first pallet.
There were three pallets.
There was and this pallet. One pallet was worth $1.5 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, they're what, like $800, 1,000 a piece? No. I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
The minis are a little bit cheaper, I think.
Are they really?
Yeah. They really are.
Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't they're smaller?
Well, a lot of times with electronics, smaller means more expensive.
Oh, that's true.
But I guess with the flat screens, it isn't necessarily the case anymore.
See if I can find a price for you. iPad mini right around, the starting price looks like $330.
There was a thing I saw trending on Google last night. It's not anymore, but it was. And it was, I was like, what in the hell is this? It's the Litros camera.
Never heard of it.
You will.
Okay, what is it?
And you will love it.
I probably will if it says camera with it.
It's kind of shaped like an oversized lipstick with the cap on. Kind of a squarish tube.
Okay.
And it's a camera.
Okay.
And it's awesome. It takes pictures, like Instagram-y kind of photos.
Yeah.
It also does 3D effects. Here's the coolest part. After you take the picture, it will allow you to change the focus of the image after you have taken it.
Oh.
Like if you took it out of focus.
Yeah.
We took some pictures of Rockley a couple weekends ago, and one of the best ones, it looked good on the camera, but then when we got it on the computer, we realized it focused on the background and not him.
I hate that, yeah.
And this would allow you to fix that. It would blur the background, focus on the subject.
Crazy.
It's taking in that much data. Basically, it's taking in a wide range of focus when it's taking the image, and it allows you to choose from which one with the software.
That is nuts.
And then, of course, you can put all your Instagram-y effects on it.
And it's just this little tiny thing?
Yeah.
Huh. I want one. How much are they?
$400.
Not terrible.
Not ridiculous. Not
and
cheap.
And the best part about that is
they're small enough to lose in your purse, and no, women will end up buying two or three.
Nice to put it in your purse because it is small.
Yeah.
So you could take it with you.
I made that mistake when I bought Crystal's birthday present.
What?
I got a camera with a, it's not like a big giant DSLR camera, but it's kind of that shape. And we used to have one and she loved that one. But the one we bought after she broke that one was like a small flat one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I liked the small flat ones.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that's what she wanted.
Oh.
But this one had the killer zoom on it.
And that is nice.
Like a 20 times zoom or something.
The cool thing about the small flat ones, though, is you can put them in your back pocket.
But this one has a 20 times zoom.
I understand that. But the cool thing is you can put it in your back pocket.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
For mom on the go and wants to get pictures real quick and easy.
It comes with its own strap and case. So you can just dangle it from the same place your purse is.
That's easy when you're picking up your kid or don't want to damage the camera.
Think you're making it harder than it has to
be. I don't think so.
So, 5-Hour Energy has been mentioned in 90 case filings since 2009, including 30 that cited life-threatening injuries like heart attacks, convulsions, and one case of spontaneous abortion.
What?
The FDA is investigating. The complaint doesn't necessarily mean the product is harmful, but it means the product may have played a part in deaths. It's not clear how much caffeine the energy drink contains, but an article published by Consumer Reports puts the level somewhere around 215 milligrams. An 8-ounce cup of coffee, by contrast, has 100 to 150.
So it's just double.
It'd be like an espresso.
Yeah.
Last month, the agency acknowledged it was investigating a possible link between the energy drink Monster and 5 deaths.
Huh.
So... yeah, sometimes the only time I drink energy drinks is when they're mixed with other stuff.
Yeah.
Like my Red Bull vodka.
I have one that I love, the Rockstar pink one.
But it's I've always had it mixed, and so I've never gotten the full dose.
True.
Not in a long, long time.
But I mean, like, I read the back of that, of the one that I drink, and it's mostly all vitamins. So, like, that's surprising to me. Like, there's something in there that would cause that.
Or maybe just a combination.
Maybe.
When mixed with something else is why. Or with a previous condition.
See, that's what would be my guess, is there has to be some sort of previous condition in order for that to trigger something.
Because remember that ad that 5-Hour Energy was running? I think I haven't seen it in a long time. That 3,000 doctors said they would recommend it to their healthy patients.
Yeah, well... yeah, I mean, I think anything like that, I think you should talk to your doctor about if you have any sort of condition that might, you know, trigger something with extra caffeine. Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, SDSU and USD, they're playing this tomorrow up in Brookings, Coughlin Alumni Stadium. Tickets are pretty well sold out.
You have your
regular seats.
South Dakota State shirt on today, even.
I do?
You do.
That was by design.
Oh, I have a shirt at my desk that I could put on.
For SDSU?
Mm-mm. USD.
Oh. Well, I didn't spend any of my student loan money there. So that's why I'm wearing SDSU.
I didn't go to either college.
A few thousand dollars of student loan money at SDSU.
So you get a free shirt? So you get a free shirt?
No.
Oh.
No, it wasn't free. News is up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:23, topping out at 50 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Friday is my second favorite F word.
Okay. Nice work.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 16th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Marg Helgenberger is 54 today. Yes, she's Marg. I don't know why not Marge.
Or Margaret.
Marg.
Kind of silly.
She's 54. Amari Stoudemire, he's a basketball player. Now plays for the Knicks. He's 30. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal's sister?
Yeah, the guy who was in The Bachelor. She's 35. Martha Plimpton is 42 today. Remember her? She was Steph in The Goonies.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The not hot one. Brian Abrams. No, not Brian Adams. Brian Abrams. I accidentally left it in there because I thought it was Brian Adams, and then I remembered Brian Adams' birthday was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was in Color Me Bad.
Oh.
I'm on a sexy one.
Tip top, get up, stop.
Okay. Stop. Lisa Bonet is 45 today. She was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show and Lenny Kravitz's ex-wife. Well, she still is Lenny Kravitz's ex-wife. 1966, Dr. Sam Shepard, whose case inspired the TV show and movie The Fugitive, was acquitted in his second trial on charges of murdering his pregnant wife in 1954. 1974, Stevie Wonder's Boogie On Reggae Woman was released. Yeah, I forgot to remove that one from my list. 1990, the first Home Alone movie was released. Yeah. That's a cute movie.
It is a cute movie.
They should have just not done sequels, though, but
500
you know,
of them.
When little kids suck it up, it's hard to not do a sequel.
Yeah.
Rocky V was released on this day.
Speaking
in
of sequels.
In 1990. Rocky conveniently became just as dumb and poor as he was in the first movie. And in 2010, the Beatles catalog was finally made available on iTunes, which was a big deal because until that time, it was impossible to find Beatles music. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it was on this day in 1907, a legend of the screen was born. He would be, what, 95 today if he were still alive?
Oh.
He played the Penguin on the TV show Batman. He was Mickey in the Rocky movies. But to me, he's always going to be Grandpa from the Grumpy Old Men movies.
What do you say we go back to my place? I'll show you my cannelloni. Huh?
Eh?
He's so awesome.
He is. And he's got great advice, too.
Relax. Kids swallow quarters all the time.
Really?
Sure. If she craps out two dimes and a nickel, then you can start worrying, huh?
That is great advice.
I know. And even more great advice.
Pop, I wish you'd try the low-fat bacon. Well, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which gets filled first.
Burgess Meredith was born on this day in 1907. That's why today, November 16th is... That was, of his suggestive come-ons, that was probably the cleanest one.
Yeah.
And the only one I could really use on the air. The rest of them are a little, I probably wouldn't get in big trouble, but I probably wouldn't, it would probably be frowned upon. What's coming up in the dirt, Mel?
Michael Lohan, looks like he's got another kid that's coming up in the dirt.
It is 627, Hot 104.7.
We are 10.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Michael Lohan went on a British talk show to find out that he's the father of a 17-year-old girl and who did not look happy about when she learned the results of the paternity test. Yeah, so apparently he got this other lady pregnant while he was with Lindsay Lohan's mom, who's Dina, when they were married.
Michael wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Lady Gaga released a teaser for her upcoming video called Cake, in which she's in a tub with two other women. Oh, they're all in their bra and panties, and one of the girls playfully slaps Gaga's butt cheeks, apparently.
All right.
Yeah, and photos have surfaced over the summer of Selena Gomez kissing a co-star while filming a movie may have contributed to her breakup with Justin Bieber. Even though Justin knows it's her job, sources say that he got extremely jealous, and it was pretty much the beginning of the end. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
The Justin Bieber breakup has been just fascinating for me to follow.
Oh, are you fascinated
yeah.
with it?
I
Hello,
am a
sarcasm.
Little fascinated. No, I am a little bit.
Why?
Just to hear what the reason is.
Oh.
I can't wait to find out what the real reason is. I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm not that enthralled with it, really. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm following up to see how, you know, Percy Harvin's health is or anything like that. But I just find it interesting to find out, okay, 18-year-old dude, What did he do?
Yeah.
Because you know he did something.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely his fault.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, now, do I blame him? Absolutely not. If I was Justin Bieber, I don't think I would have a girlfriend.
That's what I was just going to say. If I was Justin Bieber, why would you date right now?
Tie yourself down.
I mean, I understand Selena Gomez is beautiful. And so, I mean, I get it, but...
Yeah,
all,
but so are millions of other girls right out there for him.
And he's on this big tour. He's traveling all around. There's no reason to have a girlfriend.
He can get any chick he wants.
Yeah.
He can even probably get himself a cougar.
He had a Victoria's Secret model the other day for his date. I mean...
Who was a lot taller than he was.
Well, he is kind of short. But seriously, if I was Justin Bieber, that's what I would do.
Or Justin Bieber?
Yeah. That almost came out. I stopped myself.
Ready for the most horrible song of the day?
Oh, boy.
You won't even believe where it comes from.
Okay.
It comes from the Octomom's Rocktuplets.
What?
They're the Rocktuplets.
What?
Now that the Octomom, Nadia Suleman, has, well, she's pretty much done everything to make some money off of her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Well, now she made her kids do a Christmas song.
Oh, boy.
It's called I'm Ready for Christmas. It's awesome.
It's Christmas and we are so ready. Mama told me that Santa is coming. At school we love to watch. Yeah. At school we love to learn. Okay. And now I'm just waiting for Christmas to come.
Just waiting on Christmas Day.
Well, it's better than her song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's Nadia Suleman's Sexy Party.
I kind of like it, actually.
Kind of sounds like Kesha.
A little. I like it. Okay, that part ruined it. It was good.
Yeah, until you actually heard her doing the singing.
Yeah, the rest of it was good. Wow. So people are going to purchase these on iTunes or what?
I guess. I'm not going to give that information out. I want to protect the public. So, cheerleaders are, they're out of games and they're wearing their cute outfits and doing their thing.
I was a cheerleader.
And, apparently my wife was a pretty good one. I was talking to her about this story yesterday and she's like...
Your wife was a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was, fairly modest about it too. And she said, I was a pretty damn good cheerleader too. I was on the varsity as a freshman.
Wow.
Like, ooh.
She was good.
And I was captain by the time I was a sophomore. I'm like, wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I know cheerleader talk here, and that's impressive.
Well, yeah, it sounded impressive to me, too.
I mean,
when translated to the things I know about, starting as a freshman on the varsity and being a captain as a sophomore, that would have been pretty good.
Big deal. I was pretty good, too, mainly because I had a loud voice.
Yeah, you could always pick you out in the crowd, I bet.
Seriously, you can.
Cheerleading is more dangerous than what some of the athletes may be doing, possibly. Medical field seems to think so. They want some serious changes made to cheerleading and for it to be labeled an official sport. There was an incident on Tuesday night involving the Orlando Magic cheerleader fell on her head. It's just the latest in a long list of cheerleading-related injuries. Should the girl on the top of the pyramid wear a helmet?
That looks stupid.
Well?
I mean, if you're going to have head-related type injuries, maybe there should be some sort of protection, I guess, but it would look really dumb.
It would. I can't believe it's actually... I think the reason it's not listed as an official sport, the medical community wants it to, but Title IX kind of causes problems with that, because if you add a girl's sport, you have to end in a boy's sport.
Boys can cheerlead. There's plenty of boy cheerleaders.
But in smaller high schools, like in a state like South Dakota, you could do that in a bigger state like Texas, maybe even Minnesota. And the school doesn't have to add the sport.
Right.
It could be listed as an official sport if you chose to have it. But, if there was...
But it's equal opportunity with cheerleading. I mean, guys can cheerlead. You can try out.
But
you
if
can
you
be
don't,
on the squad.
But I think I know this for a fact. In my hometown of Beersford, not a single guy would have been a cheerleader. And if there isn't a male sport, if there's no interest in it, then there has to be a different sport for the boys to do.
Okay.
I mean, there has to be the same number. So that's what Title IX does.
So you're just saying that they would get made fun of.
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is in small towns like where I grew up, there isn't a single boy who would want to do it. Maybe once every 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, the same goes for with, like, in Parker.
And I'm not...
I doubt that there
You're
was.
Trying to steer me into saying something stupid, and that's not what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to steer you. You're doing it on your own.
No, I'm not. All I'm saying is that in smaller towns, the number of boys interested in doing it is going to be very small.
Right, but I don't know why you would have to have an equal sport
because
when
it's
the fact
the law.
That both of, like, that particular sport, both men and women can
Okay, this is getting semantic and not where I wanted to go in the first place, so... If there's no boys participating, there has to be a sport for the
boys
to go with
it. But they can participate, right? So wouldn't that still...
I don't know if that qualifies.
I would think
That's
so.
Why I don't want to talk about this, because I don't know the answer to the question.
Well,
here
I
we go, jerking the wheel off the road again.
It's not jerking the wheel.
Yes, it is, because that's not the question I want to ask.
Oh.
So it is jerking the wheel. Okay. We're in the ditch. Back up on the road. All right, tow truck came.
I didn't bring it up.
So... The question I wanted to ask was, is cheerleading as dangerous as football and hockey?
I think it can be.
I think it can be?
I don't think it always is. It depends on the amount of stunts that you do. I mean, if you're talking like the bigger schools that can do more fancy things, that kind of stuff, yes. Now, we did, you know, I'm talking about, we would do, you know, some of the flips and stuff like that, but... We weren't as fancy as some of these bigger schools can get.
Right.
And because, mainly because there was four of us on the squad.
Well, and there was more of them, and they have a bigger pool
right.
of talent to pick from.
Right. You know, I mean, four on the squad, you're pretty limited to what you can do for stunts.
Yeah. And in a small town, not everybody has got the talent and skills to do everything.
Yeah.
But,
we could do stuff like the basket toss and things like that. But
back to the original question.
Okay.
Is it as dangerous as football and hockey?
Yeah. You can get tossed in the air and fall on the floor. That's dangerous.
Yeah, but it on any given play in football, a catastrophic injury can happen.
So how can, when you're doing a stunt and any given stunt...
I'm not saying cheerleading isn't dangerous. I'm saying it's... I'm going to say that it's slightly less than football or hockey.
I don't know if that's the right comparison.
It's not a fair comparison. It's apples and oranges, absolutely.
I think that maybe comparison would be more would be closer to like basketball. Maybe.
No, you get sprained ankles and twisted knees in basketball. You don't get head injuries don't happen real often in basketball. They do happen, but not very often. And there's probably one concussion, just under an average of one concussion a game in football. 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. Is cheerleading as dangerous as football and hockey? Let us know. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:55, up to 50 today. We've got a poll at hot1047.com you can take. Is cheerleading as dangerous, or is cheerleading more dangerous than other sports? Primarily football and hockey would be the most dangerous ones. Now, baseball, you could say, is... Can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, any sport can be dangerous.
Exactly.
I mean, but, you know, the risk involved, football obviously is the most dangerous sport. Hockey can, they don't hit constantly, but when they do, they're big. I mean, you could argue some hockey hits are bigger than football hits just because the speed is faster. They're gliding around on ice.
True.
And football players are on the ground. So. True.
And they like to fight.
And they fight.
And,
yeah.
And they get away with it.
It's part of the sport. How cool is that?
That was the craziest thing when I went to my first hockey game was watching that. I was like, wow, they just had a fight.
So go to our website, hot1047.com, vote in that poll, or you can call or text us. I got a text here from 3039. Yes, I was a varsity cheerleader my whole high school career. It is more physically demanding than you think. Not only are you lifting and throwing people and... Also on the sidelines, jumping, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm not talking about whether or not it's a sport. I'm not debating that. Okay, that entire text was about how it's a sport. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about, is it more dangerous?
We agree that it is a sport.
I will never, if there's someone who thinks that I would be so chauvinistic as to say cheerleading is, you're not an athlete if you're a cheerleader, no.
Because you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Driving a NASCAR does not require an athlete.
Right.
Being a cheerleader requires being an athlete. WWE wrestlers, even though it's fake, those guys are athletes.
Well, they, yeah.
They're doing crazy stuff with their bodies. That is without question being an athlete. I got another text here that says, I would say it can be more dangerous. And let's be fair, when was the last time you saw a 200 football player hurled through the air? Females are more fragile. I think once you're that high in the air, I don't think fragility has anything to do with it.
Okay. I think they're talking about if you fall.
Yeah.
Not to mention,
I think it's probably worse for a 200-pound football player than it is for a 100-pound flyer to hit the ground.
You think it'd be worse for a football player?
Well, I'm not saying either one's good. I'm just saying more mass hitting the ground at a sudden stop is...
They'd probably have a little, though, to a little extra muscle and jiggle to protect them if they when they fell.
Padding?
Padding.
Oh, so you're calling us fat. Okay.
I'm not saying they're fat. I'm just saying some of the football players are bigger boys.
Yeah, but bigger when bigger boys come to a sudden stop, it's a lot tougher on their body.
But it would protect them more.
Well, we're splitting hairs.
Some 90-pound.
We're splitting hairs.
Some 90-pound cheerleading.
JR is on the phone. How are you, JR?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So do you think cheerleading is as dangerous as football or hockey?
Only during a timeout and halftime.
Yeah, not during the whole game.
No, not during the whole game.
That's that's a pretty good point.
Obviously, they're cheerleading constantly, but I mean, like, do pyramids or basket tosses or flips? And
yeah, that's
not constantly going on.
Yeah, you know? that's true.
So
I mean, but it is dangerous. I agree with Mel. I mean, it is too.
Oh yeah, I won't deny that at all. I mean, obviously, if it wasn't a question, I wouldn't be asking the question.
Right. It obviously happened.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, thanks for the call, JR.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That is true. I mean, like, and it also depends on what kind of cheerleading we're talking about.
Right.
If we're talking about sideline cheerleading or if we're talking about competitive cheer,
mm-hmm.
which are two, not completely different, but different. They get a little crazier with the competitive stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you add a lot of more elements to it.
And
because...
usually, aren't they on a spongier surface for that?
Yeah, they're on. They have something that has a little bit of a bounce.
Yeah,
generally.
Whereas usually on a football game, you're on a track,
right?
Or
a basketball game or whatever. Yeah,
court.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, it might even be more dangerous.
Right. That's what I was just gonna say.
At those things, because
it's a hard floor.
You'd
hard
be landing
surface.
On something that does not give.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take more of your calls and texts. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. It is 6:59 at hot104.7.
Hot 104.7.
.com.